Now, I met Caitlin Rice on Friday morning when she came here to our King's Table community meal, and she got up and shared a bit of a testimony. And can I just say, I love a good Irish accent. Caitlin shared with us that she had depression in her life. And then when she came to Jesus, it was like depression fell off like a sack of potatoes. And I just love hearing the Irish accent. But I do love, I've only known Caitlin for a couple of days now. I've watched a bit of her on YouTube, and my mate Kevin, he's brought her out here to Australia. She's preaching here for a couple of weeks, and we're so blessed to have her here today. And I really just see an anointing on her of joy. And she's really got an incredible testimony of what God's done in her lives. And since since COVID, she's been online ministering to people all around the world with her YouTube channel and ministering and doing a bit of traveling as well. She's got a great heart for God, and we're really blessed to have her here today, all the way from Ireland. Would you stand to your feet and please welcome Caitlin Rice. Woo!
We're singing a song. Is it on?
Yep.
Okay. We were singing a song. I want you all to stand. Mom. And you know about...
Yeah.
I had three or four hands. You know we were singing about God chasing us and running after us. Come on. Could somebody quickly go up?
Oh, okay.
Someone quickly. Just go up, quick.
And yeah. Keyboards, yeah. There's Mike. Oh, Natalie, you'll do it. There you go. Thanks, Dad.
Come on, quick. Yeah. And I sense within my spirit, oh, whoopsie. Oh, he's running after us. Come on. And he's singing over us. Woo! Come on. You're going to come up here. Can you move that for a little minute, sir? Could you move it? And we're going to run with him. And we're going to run into him. Are you coming with me? Come on. I don't want to be on my own. Come on. Yeah. Now, quickly. Come on. Get into that anointing again. Oopsie pups. Come on, children. Run. Run into him, darling. Run into him. Now, we're going to run. We're going to run, and you're going to run with him. And he's singing over you, good girl, Carol. Come on, I want to see you all, because I'll be going back to Ireland. Come on. Now, start running. Come on. And you're running with Jesus, and he's running after you, and he is singing over you. Come on. He's singing over you. Come on, my darlings. Come on, do things you've never done before. Come on, my sweethearts. Come on, darlings. Come on, he loves you. Come on, run. Come on, darlings. Come on, grace with me, darling. Come on, take my hand. Come on, darling. Come on. You're running. He's running. And he's not letting, and he's breaking down that wall. Come on, darlings. He's singing over you. Oh, come on, boy. Whoopsie. Oh, come on. He's running after you. He's running. He loves you. Come on. My sweethearts. Come on. Come on, my darlings. Oh, come on. Oh, darlings. Come on. Now, come on. Matt, come on. You're the leader. Whoa. Come on. That's it. Come on. Oh, he's running after you. He loves you. He loves you. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is this. Come on. Break through. do something you never did to let him love you more. Now, Matt, that's tripping around. Run! Come on, run! Come on, run! Come on. Come on.
It's running out.
Make me happy. Run, 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 run. Run.
It's running out.
That's it. Good girl. Run, run, run. Now let us do things in your life.
It's running out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's running after me.
Hallelujah.
Running after me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, your goodness is running after me.
Hallelujah.
It's running after me.
Run, run, don't walk. Run.
Your goodness is running after me.
Run.
It's running after me.
Run, come on, run.
Oh,
and he's singing over you. He's singing over you. Singing over you. He's singing over you. He's singing over you. He's singing over you. Good girl. Good baby. Oh, come on.
Come on. My goodness is running after me.
Come on. Laugh with God.
My goodness is running after me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Whoa, hallelujah. Now you're getting freer. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, sister. Now, darlings, whoopsie. Wasn't that wonderful? Listen, darlings, if we all open up to the Lord, sweethearts, do you see? This is a gathering of God's people. It's a gathering of God's people. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you, darling. He loves you. I'm speaking into your spirit. He loves you. 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 Oh, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Ooh, God loves you. 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 He loves you. Open up to him. Open up to him. Darlings, don't get stiff. Don't start holding yourself. I don't want to be hurt again. God will never hurt you. God will never hurt you. Little Gracie, Gracie, Gracie. Gracie, Gracie, Gracie. Oopsie, poopsie. I say that to our dogs that Katara found and her daughter. They're picking up. They're rescuers. And I say, whoopsie, whoopsie, poopsie. He loves us. I'm not here to make a show of you or to make false promises. You know, when you became born again of God, he took the heart of stone out and he put the heart of flesh in. Gave you a new spirit and he brought his own spirit in. And do you know what else? What he did? Sweethearts, yet you don't even have to look at me. I'm a signpost, a navigator. He put his law into your mind. And he put his law into your heart of flesh. Sweethearts, it's God in you. It's God in you. It's God in you. Do you realize I'm not here? I'm ridiculous, but I'm ridiculously in love. I'm loved by God, the maker, the creator, the all-seeing, the all-powerful, the all-knowing one. I'm loved by him. Yes, darling. I'm loved by him. And he loves you. I don't know if this is revival or not, lad. But do you see? When it's like us at home in God's house of prayer for all nations. We just dance and we sing and we twirl around. We love and we worship. And I said, God, I want to get out there and do it. I said, I have to behave and have manners. But you see, that's what God does when you become born again of him. You're a new creation, darlings. Come up here. Up. Just walk with me. Terry, you have to keep an eye on the time. Because this is just the way God goes. He loves us. Now, this man is a young man. In the flesh. You see, I've clean hands and pure heart. I'm a mama and I'm a granny. I'm 74 years young. And I'm saying that on the outside, I'm a new creation on the inside. And my spirit is being renewed day by day, darlings. Because God is in me and God is in you. God is in you. God. G-O-D. God is in you. See, I don't care about insults or judgment. Cheery bye time. Pew! It's gone. Because you know what he did? Give me your hand. Do you know what he did? And he tells us in his word. The insults that are hurled at you and me have fallen on Jesus. Whoopsie, whoopsie, whoopsie. Do you think God, do you think God is holding back on you because of your past? It's cheery bye time. Whew. The insults. Oh, that devil. He's defeated. I tell you, I love this church. I'm serious, Matt. Or should I be saying pastor? Do you hear that? God. Now, hey, God is on the inside. And that's the difference when you become born again of God, darlings. And we're going to take it step by step by the power of the Holy Spirit. Line upon line, precept upon precept. When I became born again of God. Who's born again of God here? Sweetheart. And you don't have to... Whoopsie, whoopsie! Now, here's the thing, darlings. God is in you for eternity. Because God is eternity. He's the first cause of everything. He's eternity. God is in you. Hey, listen. Nobody can kill him. When God started speaking to me like this, oh, I said, whoopsie, whoopsie, I have the right person inside me. Devil, you have no place in me. You see, it's God in you. Give me your hand, brother. It's God in you. It's God in you. I was told before I came over, and all the churches or wherever I'm going, Kevin knows it. Hi, Kevin. And I just, God loves me. It's not that I have to love him back. God loves me, darling. And he loves you. And it's God in you. Now, this is the word that God gave me for Pastor. And all of you people. All of you people. But I give it to him first because God gave it to me. Christ in you. The hope of glory. It's not you in you. It's Christ in you. It's Christ in you. It's Christ in you. I don't care where. I do care. I'll never say that. I don't like that. But I do care. Now, if you've been on druggies and you've been in pornography, and see, that's all the world can offer us, and lying and cheating. But when you, when God draws you, stand up, brother. He's God the Father. Give me somebody. I want God the Son. Quickly, quickly, quickly. God the Son. God. God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit. Mama, come, darling. God the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what happened to you. This is revival. Now, here's God the Father. God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You see, there's one true God. The three divine persons are in the one true God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, Kachi is the sinner. I'm the sinner. I'm the sinner. Now, God the Father is the one who draws me. Take my hand. Unless the Father draws you, you cannot come to Jesus. Now God the Father has drawn me. Now next, God the Holy Spirit steps in. Oh. I'll stay with you. Mama, I'm a Ghani, but you're a mama. Now, here's the thing. God, the Holy Spirit office is to convict me of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. That's the second step. And then what happens? I see myself, hold on to me. God, the Holy Spirit. No, that's, let him do what he wants to do. Let him do what he wants to do. Now, so what happens? First step, God the Father draws me. Second step, God the Holy Spirit convicts me of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. And that means that I know with the conviction, with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit coming upon me, because God the Father has drawn me. So he knows all about my heart. So I'm convicted. I know I'm a sinner. But I see Jesus as my Savior. That's the empowerment. That's the power of God, darlings. The reason why I'm sharing this now is to know that God is in you for eternity. And then there'll be another little step. Now, God the Father drew me. So Jesus is here, right? God the Holy Spirit has convicted me of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. Now, the power of God works within me. Even though I'm not yet born again of God, but God's all-knowing, all-seeing, and he's all-powerful. You're a super little girl. But she's Holy Spirit at the moment. No. So, then I receive godly sorrow. And the godly sorrow from Daddy God, God the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. produces, give me your hand, godly repentance. And godly repentance produces godly salvation. You understand, darlings? Now, one more thing before these chaps and lassies sit down. You've heard of the Antichrist, have you? Now, put your hand up to me if you have. You've heard of the Antichrist. That means two things. Now, you two can sit down, and thank you so much. I'll just hold on to him for a minute. Now, it's God. I'm the Antichrist, but I'm not, but I'm just showing you exactly. You get it, don't you? Okay, now the Antichrist, two things he does. He comes against God, against Jesus, against the Holy Spirit, and he comes in front. That you start worshiping something other than God. Thank you, sir. Now, here's the thing, darlings. If this is the one thing, when you become born again of God, God is spirit. You become born again of God. Do you want me to shut up? This is the truth. When you become born again of God, you become born again of God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. That's the old sinful self. But it's Christ who lives in me. And the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, there's a change in the faith. It's the faith of the Son of God, Gracie. See, I'm speaking from experience. And today, God wants you to know, and to know, and to know, and to know, that it's God in you. In Philippians 2, verse 13, for God is at work in you, both to will and to do for his own good pleasure. There's one will. In heaven, he showed me. You can call it a blackboard or a whiteboard, whatever you like. And he showed me. There's one God with three divine persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they have their own office. God the Father willed it. God the Son did it. And God the Holy Spirit empowers us to believe it. Do you understand? You understand, darlings? It's God in us. The devil has been defeated.
Amen.
Through the death of Jesus Christ. I tell you, I love this church. And God bless you. And keep going forward and forward and forward. Somebody will say, well, we're it. No, you're not. None of us are it but him. God is at work in you, darlings. Please, sweethearts, God is at work in you. Oh, the devil's on my back. Get him off! Amen. In Jesus' name. I'm sick. Get him out! In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're here to glorify him. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm 74 years young on the outside. But I'm saying that for you to know the fire of God, the supernatural. I can dance. I can do it for hours worshiping because I know who's in me. He's supernatural. You get a pain here, you get a lump there. Off in Jesus' name. He's our daddy. Now we're born again of God. He's our father. He was God, but now he's our father. He loves us. He loves us. For God is at work in us. Oh, you're thinking, you wake up and you're in a sweat. and you're remembering what you did 10 years ago. Now you're born again of God. Let God loose in you. God can only work if we give him permission. One will, God's will. This is in heaven, he showed me. One blood. One name. There's nothing else discussed in the throne room of heaven. And that's your home. Do you realize it? The throne room of God. And that's where you hear from him. You are entitled. You have a God-given right, children. A God-given right. 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 To move into your inheritance. Oh, but I'm not good. That's the old man. He's been crucified in Christ. Now, by faith, you believe God. But when you stop faith, you take up that old man. And you come back into the old habits. But that's not your rights. Your inheritance. You have a God-given right to let God be God in you. For God is at work in you. I preach it, I preach it, I preach it. I preach it, I preach it, I preach it. I preach it, I preach it, I preach it. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. 10 guys or women, doesn't matter, could come in with guns to shoot me and say, shut up, Koch Rice. I won't shut up, but you shut up. We're going to kill you. You can't kill God and me. You can't kill my spirit. You can't kill my soul. And the flesh is going to go anyway because I'm going to be transformed. But shut up, devil. Get behind me, Satan. I'm worshipping. I'm worshipping God in me. I'm worshipping God outside of me. And I'm serving him only. So I serve notice on you. Get out! In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because it's God who's at work in me, both to will and to do. But you can't, you don't know my background. God took it. He took the smacks. He took the abuse. He took the immorality. He took the lying. And he took the murder out of you. Do you understand? You'll wake up, oh, I'm going to murder that one. I'm going to murder him. No, you're not. You're born again of God. You're born again of God. Darlings, God knows what you've gone through. Now you give it to him. Because it's God who's at work in you. God did the complete job. In his son Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You have God at work in you. You have God at work. That's why it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what people think about you. As you go on with God in you and you let God out of you, they'll touch your shoulder one day. Not to bang you around. And they'll say, what is it in you that's different? Well, I had 3 demons in me, which I had. I had depression, I had a temper, and I had a fear of death. And what did he do? Up a papa! Walking down by the river with my 4 dogs, coming under the first bridge. And as our pastor has said, it was like a bag of spuds, as we'd say in the south of Ireland, on me. Oh, okay. It was like a bag of potatoes on my back, that depression. Now, I was not going to commit suicide because I was too selfish. But he met me under the bridge. Now, it wasn't an apparition. It wasn't a vision of him. Inside, the thought came, but it wasn't my thought. Do you want to go through me? Or do you... Something like your sister over there. And you're taught, where is she gone? The black-haired girl. The girl that evangelized with you. But anyway, God said, do you want to go through me? or do you want to go around me? It wasn't an audible voice. I knew what God meant. I said, God, I want to go through you. That meant Katya's will, nilch. Her desires, nilch. All flesh, nilch. Now, do you know what happened? And this is for you, darlings. Depression, you let it go now to God. It's your choice, your free will. And you'll be responsible for it. So let it go to God. Let that depression go. Oopsie, popsie. Oopsie. I have to hold your hand. Thank you. Oopsie, coosie, casa. Do you see? Anyone can have God's miracles in them if we just go God's way. God is at work in Kachi. God is at work in you who are born again of God. Both two things, to will and to do of his own good pleasure. And once we surrender and let that old habit go, because it's already gone in Christ. Do you understand? You have a God-given right to receive everything God has given you. You have a God-given right through the blood of Jesus, through the precious blood of Jesus. We were in there interceding this morning. I felt at home. Did you, Tara? You keep an eye on the time. I felt at home because, you see, why? I'll tell you why. Because it was a God church. It wasn't a people-pleasing. You see, if I pleased you, you would not be interested in listening. But you know what's happening? You who are born again of God, and you who are not yet born again of God, you who are born again of God, you're hearing the witness of the Holy Spirit inside you. And you who are not yet born again of God here, your heart's going, could I really become born again of God? Does he cancel out the death? 5 minutes to go. In Jesus' name, he cancels the death. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Who's in you? I want to hear you. Who's in you if you're born again of God? Jesus. Appa, papa. Yeah. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You've all of God in you. Behold, listen. Pay attention, Jesus is saying to me, especially to me and to you, I give you authority to trample on snakes and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Do you know what he can do? He can take tiredness away from you. He's supernatural. He said, Koch, don't you dare. He said, no, I just don't want it anymore with you. He said, the heavens are brass. When you treat me as natural, I'm supernatural. I can transport you wherever I want to. I can do with you whatever I want to do. And he says, don't you worry about what's happening in the world. This has to happen in the world. But be like Ezekiel. I can take you by the hair. I still have a bit of hair. And he said, I can move you. I've known of people who have been transported because they live, why? In the spirit. They live, Carol, in the spirit, and it's in the supernatural. Tara, she understands me. But see, I don't have an iPhone and all of those kind of stuff because I wouldn't have time with God. Do you understand? I would be very, very busy. I'm not comparing myself to Matt or anyone else like that, but I need to be with God. I need those hours with God. I need to know his word. I need to know him so I can come here or wherever it is, or in my own upper room or whatever it is, and I can declare and proclaim the word of God. You see, the word of God is God. It's spirit and it's life, and God can move wherever he wants to go. In Jesus' name. He loves you, darlings. God loves you. God loves you. God, I know there's going to be a time, Pastor Matt has said, you know, that when we go, we travel for 20 years over, nearly 30 years, we've been going out as missionaries as well as at home. And it's been so fantastic because you move in the Holy Ghost. I said, how can I go back to Ireland, God, to the white people? And he said, see them as not white people. Just move by my spirit. Now, it's harder to move in Australia and in different places. But when you go out to Africa and when you go to India and when you go to the Philippines, they're thirsty and they're hungry. And they'll come, they'll walk 3 and 4 days. And will God touch them? Oh, papa, papa, papa. He'll have touched them long before he's ever come, they've ever come to the meeting. So what am I saying, darlings, to you? Every single one of you, and Pastor said it, we're evangelists. God is in us. And we bring the good news out, how his son, Jesus Christ, he said, Kachi, didn't push me. He said, Kachi, get out of the way. He said, you're the sinful one. I'm the sinless one. But my Father has made me sin. I knew no sin. This is Jesus speaking. So you, Kachi, can become the righteous in Christ Jesus. Remember, darlings, God is at work in you both to will and to do for his own good pleasure. Now, already miracles have happened here today. Why? Because the truth of God in me has come out. I'm his heart piece and I'm his mouthpiece. God has touched you today. You who opened up to him.
I've really enjoyed getting to know Caitlin, and she truly is someone who just loves Jesus, doesn't care about anything else, doesn't care about putting on a show or, you know, you get some guest preachers that come and they're all about, oh, this is my book and this is my this, you know, and, you know, God bless them, that's all right to do, but she's just here because Jesus told her to come. And we're going to open the altar shortly and invite people to come if they want to get some prayer from Caitlin. I'm believing we're going to see miracles here today. Who believes in miracles? Amen. We're going to open the altar in a moment. But before that, I'd like to invite people who need to be born again to give their heart to Jesus. As Caitlin shared, you know, when you come to Jesus, you get born again. The old you dies and you become a new creation. You know, on Friday we had a guy named Andrew Cannon also share at the King's Table. He was from Manchester. He had a lot more of a Cockney accent than the one you hear today. That's a terrible accent. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But Andrew shared that he'd been a cocaine snorting drug addict for 10 years. Self-harming, suicidal, all these problems. And he ended up in a Christian rehab. And he said, the leader of the rehab said, does anybody want to come to Christ? And he said, at 9:14 a.m., I was a coke-snorting, suicidal drug addict. And then when Christ came into my life at 9:15 a.m., I was a new creation in Christ Jesus. And he said, and I knew that the tomb was empty. And it's been echoing in my heart ever since he said that. I knew that the tomb was empty. You see, if the tomb was full and Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we might as well pack up and go home. But how many of you know Jesus is alive? He is seated at the right hand of God in heaven. And my Bible tells me that all those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. If you haven't been born again, if you don't know that your sins are forgiven, if you don't know that you've got a place in heaven, if you don't know that love relationship with Jesus, come to him today. You just got to say yes to Jesus and ask Him to come into your life. Shortly, we're going to pray a prayer where you can ask Him to come and forgive you of your sins and you can be born again of God. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father, we thank You for Caitlin and the ministry we're seeing here today. We pray, Holy Spirit, You'll continue to move in people's hearts today. In just a moment, we're going to pray a prayer where you can be born again. You can turn from your sinful ways and start a new life following Jesus. You can receive the Spirit of God. You can become a new creation. If you want to pray that prayer with me today and come to Jesus, I want you to just slip your hand up real high so I can see it. Is there anyone today? Can anyone see that? Is there anybody else that says, yes, I'm ready. I want to come to Jesus. I want to have my sins forgiven. Just slip up your hand so I can see it today. This is between you and God. Anybody else that says, yes, I'm ready. I want to turn from my old life and start a new life in Jesus. Just going to wait one more moment. If there's anybody else today, I just want you to put your hand up. Anybody else? Okay, well, let's all pray this prayer together. Oh, get on your brother. I see that. That's awesome. Anybody else? Okay, let's pray this together. Dear God in heaven, thank You for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. Please forgive me my sins and make me born again of God. I turn from my sinful ways and I surrender my life to You. Please fill me with Your Holy Spirit and deliver me from my demons. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give these guys a hand that prayed that today. God bless you guys. And we